The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
As we've been talking about the past couple of days, everything, the world's getting canceled, and officials are now looking to postpone the Boston Marathon and reschedule that for a later date. Here's the story and the update from WHDH-TV. Take a listen.
Adam, as you know, those runner meeting yesterday.
Sorry, I jumped forward.
Before the Boston Marathon, and now we're today, it appears the running of the marathon may be delayed.
It's disappointment, you know, and it's frustration, but at the same time, like, it's everything.
Megan Weeks has been training for her sixth Boston Marathon. Now, amid the coronavirus concerns, reality is settling in that it may not be happening, at least right now.
It's our new reality. Hopefully it's a short-lived reality, but it's what we're living in right now.
Multiple conversations with 7 News now indicate the 26.2-mile trek with its 30,000 runners from around the world won't be happening on April 20th as scheduled.
Oh, it's a bummer.
Sources say Boston Mayor Marty Walsh held a meeting yesterday with officials from the 7 other communities the race passes through, discussing postponing the marathon and possibly finding another date in the fall.
Oh, what do you think about Boston being a fall marathon? That's a first.
I think it's a necessary amount of time. Like anybody, the training cycle for a marathon is 12 weeks.
Officials trying to find a balance between public safety in the wake of the deadly virus and the $210 million the race brings
the five
to the
guys
region,
I can win.
Including more than $35 million raised for charities.
No surprise to you, I mean, in the wake of everything that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, not really. No, it seems like it's just been picking up steam. So, we're all just been kind of waiting.
Sources say Labor Day weekend is out because that's when students return to college, and Columbus Day weekend doesn't work either because it's the Chicago Marathon. So lawmakers on Beacon Hill are looking into the possibility of creating a Monday holiday in September to run the race.
If they run it in the fall, you'll...
Oh, I'll be there. I can't wait. Well, I'll be there. We run as one, and that's what Boston... This is what the Boston Marathon's all about.
And so with the countdown clock still ticking, the governor says all the final plans associated with the marathon are still, in his words, a work in progress. And we are being told by officials that a possible official announcement may be made as early as tomorrow. Live at the finish line in Boston, Steve Cooper, 7 News.
So other closures and cancellations here. Disneyland was exempted from California's ban on large gatherings yesterday, but they announced, after facing a lot of heat, that they're going to close down anyway. Again, the park will remain open today, but it'll shut down tomorrow. It won't reopen until at least next month. And then the speculation was, well, then why isn't Disney World closing? And finally, late in the day yesterday, they announced Disney World is closing its doors too. They're going to stay open until Sunday.
Can you imagine how packed it's going to be these 3 days, though?
It's going to be crazy. People are going to try and get there before it closes, especially if people...
I got to get to Disney World!
So many people are starting...
They do.
They are.
Disney panic. I got to get to Disney World! We got to get to the car! Get your kids in the car!
McCain! Yeah. McCain!
That's true.
McCain!
And
oh, my God! I got to get to Disney World!
Kobe!
That is crazy. They freak out for it.
Oh, my God.
I want to hear everyone. Lisa scream for every Disney character. Sammy Gunnay! Mickey the Princesses! Cinderella! We only got 8 more hours!
Go, go, go!
That's crazy. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is the fourth time Disneyland has closed. Only the fourth time since it opened in 1955. Jeez. The other three times were after September 11th attacks, the Northridge quake in 1994, and when President Kennedy was shot in 1963. I think it's only the seventh time Disney World has closed down. They released a statement saying there have been no reported cases of coronavirus at the Disney resorts, but we think it's in the best interests of our guests and employees to shut down for now. Disney Cruise Lines also shutting down. They're stopping service until the end of the month. Universal Studios closing their theme parks. Again, they're saying now until the end of the month. All of these are flexible, I'm sure, as we go through this. The one SeaWorld is not closing.
SeaWorld's still a thing.
And maybe they're hoping like everyone that was going to go to Disney will go to SeaWorld.
Well, right. You know what? They're on to something, I would say.
Yeah.
Because think about it. You're in Florida for a week still.
Yeah.
And they've shut down everything you planned on doing. You'll go to SeaWorld. You will.
SeaWorld should really kind of just close down
for
good.
That'd be it for old SeaWorld. Yeah.
The one cool thing I will say about these theme parks, Disney and Universal, they're paying all their staff.
Yeah, I saw a lot of NBA teams are doing that too.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, those people are the people that are going to take the hardest hit, yes. Right? Yeah. Once these places close down and they're not making any money, you feel real bad for them. Anyone attached to an arena, concessions, anything like that. There's a big potato mystery.
Potato mystery.
There always is.
There's
potato PD.
Piles of potatoes have been showing up in New Bern in Craven County. Where the hell is that?
I don't know.
New Bern, Craven County.
Craven County, North Carolina.
Ooh.
So,
I do believe.
They've been wondering where the hell are these potatoes coming from.
Mystery potatoes have been.
They just got to the bottom of it. Here's the story from News Channel 12. Take a listen.
No, I haven't seen it. Me. I've got to be dreaming right now.
Oh, this is common, actually.
Who would dump off potatoes?
That dummy is sitting there.
For some who live in New Bern,
I think it was her.
Potato dumpings are a common occurrence.
I see this all the time.
Welcome, Devin.
You got that right. I mean, you could boil them and peel them and freeze them, or you could bake them and peel them and freeze them.
Jesus, it's going through everything.
For others,
you could cube them.
Usually,
the piles are like quite
Bubba from Forrest Gump.
Exactly, all the different ways you can make shrimp.
And boil them. Potato soup, you can
peel them.
Peel them.
Leave the skins on.
You can french fry them, you can waffle fry them.
You can bake them. You can
okay, nuke them.
You can twice bake them.
When I thought about a
potato salad,
cold fry,
French fry, that's a good one.
Yeah,
mash brown. You can mash them, hash brown,
potatoes and them,
mash hash,
shred them,
shredded potato, potato soup.
Yeah, you got a soup.
Put them in a stew.
Stew
pie.
Mm-hmm.
When you said potato dump, though. Yeah. I figured like someone just dumped out a pile of potatoes all over. This is like a dump truck worth of potatoes.
Yeah. So why is it happening?
But who would just come and just drop off a bunch of potatoes?
Mayor Dana Outlaw and other organizations who partner with food banks and local farmers tell me the potatoes and other perishable foods are donated to the community to add to their tables and address food insecurity.
Food is always scarce around these parts. Just sharing and caring, that's how it's supposed to be, honestly.
Mayor Outlaw says these positive programs are great, and they should continue.
So you're supposed to go over there and grab one of these taters?
Grab as many taters as you
can. Did you see all the bugs on them?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to clean them. Obviously, as you said, you wash them.
You wash them, and you shred them, and then you fry them, and then you
peel them. Where is this at?
North Carolina.
North Carolina potato dumps.
In New Bern, in Craven County, North Carolina.
And they're potatoes via social media.
I would have never thought that's what it is.
No. Playing on them, and they
you can't have kids playing on them.
Mayor Outlaw told me normally the potatoes are picked up faster than they were in this instance.
Yeah, he was going to win for sure.
Have been out for more than a week.
I vote Outlaw.
He says the city will work to make the public more aware in the future so none of the food donated goes to waste.
Can't they do that better?
Can't you put it in City Hall in the parking lot or something? You just put it in a random field in the middle of town and hope that people find it?
Maybe they're sick of potatoes. No one's picking the potatoes up because they're just like, all we got is potatoes all the time, every day.
You should drop off some lettuce.
And these are sweet potatoes. I mean, give me some regular potatoes.
Oh, they're sweet potatoes. That's why.
There's like no nutritional value in a potato, right?
Sweet potato, there is, but a lot of people don't like sweet potatoes. Yeah, so that's not a good sell. I don't mind them, but if I'm going to get pounds and pounds of them,
give me some regular potatoes.
Yeah, I don't like them.
It's an effort many in the community believe is impacting lives for the better.
It's great. It is great.
She likes it.
She has not. She's the only one that got the sweet potatoes. All she makes is mashed potatoes.
She has to boil them and mash them down for sure.
She can't do nothing with them jibs. She got no jibs to chew with.
Not a single jib.
Nope. Jack potato jib.
Yeah, they need to do a little bit better job announcing why all these potato piles are in the town.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, it's a nice gesture, but I feel like it could be done better.
You can't build a hill of any kind, even out of potatoes, and have kids not climb it. Kids are climbing the potato hill.
From snow hill to potato hill.
And they'll talk about that story when they're older. When I was a kid, I used to climb sweet potato hill.
Y'all coming down to sweet potato hill?
My friends and I used to just roll down them sweet potato hills.
Till they got real soft and started melting.
We was covered in flies.
Horrible.
Old lady came and took a bunch of them, went and made them.
We'd climb sweet potato hill.
My bare feet were on them.
We'd sled down it?
Yeah, had a toboggan.
This lady with no teeth would come and chase us away.
I'm the king of sweet potato hill!
Yeah, that's what they say.
Wave my flag. I planted my flag.
Yep. He's the king of sweet
America.
Potato dumps.
It's a nice gesture. There's way better ways to do it, though, man. Yeah. Like, you could have a little stand.
I think it's too many.
It's too many.
It's obviously too many. There's a thousand potatoes left.
And go with regular potatoes, not sweet potatoes, because you could. What can you do with sweet potatoes?
There's much more you can do with regular
sweet potato fries. I hate a sweet potato. I hate it.
I love it. But
yeah. A lot of people do. I don't like them.
But I like a regular potato better.
Potatoes are rich in potassium. That's about all you get out of them there, Andy.
No, you do
need
that.
We used to just go up there and sit on sweet potato hill.
That's where I had my first kiss.
I found my thrills on sweet potato hill.
Hell yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Cops in Orlando have put out a warrant for a man who's accused of breaking and entering, as well as breaking and jerking.
He slipped into a woman's house
to jerk off, and it was all caught on tape.
Oh, no way.
Here's the story from ClickOrlando.com. Take a listen.
Look at the man in this photo
just released by Orlando Police. They say he was caught on camera near the victim's back door. People who live in that area tell us they, too, are keeping out an extra eye in case the suspect returns.
We're worried. We want them to get this guy. Get him off the street.
She's hot, though.
Asking not to be identified, a 17-year resident of the Cypress Woods Condominiums along Conroy Road in Orlando says her homeowner association emailed this notice, warning residents to beware. After Orlando police say the man in this image was captured on camera committing a lewd act. Investigators say on March 3rd, the victim called police saying the screen on her patio had been cut near where the door locks. After noticing her surveillance camera was upside down, officers say the victim reviewed her footage, which revealed on February 29th, the man was seen exposing himself before moving the camera.
She came over and she asked me if I had seen or if I knew of anything, and they showed me the picture and they showed me the video. And then when she showed me the picture and the video, it was all disgusting.
Several residents tell News 6 last night, Orlando police officers spent time walking around the complex.
We're all terrified about it, and the neighbors are all talking about it, yeah. And because I do a little walking around, if I see him, I'm letting anybody be aware of what's been going on.
Orlando
There's a man jerking. That's a crazy thing, right? The old lady telling you that.
On camera. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Line.
As an old man, there's a man masturbating all the time.
Yeah.
Keep Hello. Your eyes open.
Hi, neighbors. New neighbors.
Hi.
There's a man going around at night jerking it off.
Thanks, lady.
Jerking it off.
Yeah.
Touching his privates over and over.
It's disgusting.
A lewd act.
A lewd. Very lewd. Whatever that is. Lewd.
Man, you can just get on the news now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're just as dumb as they come, and you get on the news, huh?
Because no one knows he said anything wrong.
Oh, my God.
He did one of those lewd acts.
We're on the lookout for this lewd man.
What?
What?
Lewd.
Lewd.
Because normally, in my day, you made a report in your newscast. One, the news director would punch you in the teeth.
But two,
he'd send you right back to the studio to re-record that.
Yeah.
Of course.
He wouldn't like, oh, well, too bad. Let it go.
Let it ride.
Let it slide. Here, click Orlando. We don't care.
He's probably the actual head of the news department.
Probably.
Right. Yeah.
Lewd?
Yeah, old Lewd. Yeah.
Old Jimmy Lewd.
Old Jimmy Lewd, they call him.
He's the best looking guy we've got.
That's it. It's all looks, no charm.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Make that good-looking guy news director immediately.
Lewd.
It was a lewd act.
Well.
Yeah. I guess there was one shot of him. They didn't show that where he's like smiling with his Johnson in his hand, like looking right at the camera, smiling.
Probably the photo they showed that old lady. That's why she's telling everybody.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Spread the news.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Turn your mower off. I got to tell you something. Hello! Hey!
She's flying people down.
Yeah. Stop your car! Hey, well, there's a guy, man, with his penis. He was like this. He was like this.
You want to see the video?
You know how it ends.
I'll show you the video.
Hey, say, Mom, stop you. Stop your mowing. I need
what
to
tell
you. Hey! There's a man jerking off. Going around jerking off. Okay. No, it's not okay. It's terrible. It's awful. Disgusting.
I love Trump.
You don't understand a goddamn word I'm saying. All right. Keep going.
Hey.
Telemundo.
Thank you, lady.
You're welcome. Look out for his penis.
You are looking good.
Oh. Oh, she liked that.
That's sweet. Oh,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
I have sex with you for money.
Oh, God.
I'll take you up on that.
Oh. A tourist has been caught with his pants down in the middle of what they say is a disgusting act on a New Zealand street. This guy actually not jerking it, but the shameless traveler was caught by a local resident as he returned from a drive to his home on New Zealand's South Island. It was a tourist squatting, nude from the waist down, pooping on someone's lawn.
Man, pooping is a disturbing video to have to watch all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When these people, did they catch him?
Yeah. Live in the act here. There's
you
the
hate
video.
To see
you do.
You do hate to see that.
What are you doing, mate?
What are you doing, mate?
What are you doing?
Pooping, mate.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Very much
What are you
so.
Doing, mate?
Even he has toilet paper.
What are you doing? That's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh.
He has toilet paper.
He has toilet paper.
I hope I never see that.
Yeah.
Run into that. Imagine
like
that.
Live
You're
in
driving
person.
By.
No,
you
listen.
See that?
When we were watching that guy in a box and we watched him take a dump live on the internet.
Oh, my God.
Still one of the most scarring moments of my entire life.
It just came back, flooded into my like frontal cortex or whatever when he said that just now. I forgot about that pooper man.
Man poops live.
this
guy.
We watched a man. That's what we did.
That was art, guys.
It was just by coincidence.
Unbelievable, really.
It was bad timing.
Perfect timing. I've actually blocked most of it from my head. I can't remember.
I can't get it out.
I can't remember.
I'll wake up sometimes.
I know he did. How it went down?
No, I can't remember.
A guy
remember.
In a big glass box just took a dump.
I knew that, but I mean, I don't remember.
He was an art student.
I don't remember, like,
Iceland
what was his device? Did he have a bag?
Yeah, I think it was a black garbage bag.
Was it a bag?
Yep.
Oh, that was crazy because we just turned it on.
Yeah.
And watched we were just it for 35 seconds.
It was like an experiment, right? Like you could watch him live in this box.
Yeah, he was just living in that box.
Yep.
And so we tuned in just to see what he was doing in that box. And then
and he pooped within seconds.
He dropped the biggest deuce live on camera. It was just disgusting.
I think the time we're on is his deuce time, you know? It's like
it was.
Early morning, he thought nobody. It was probably his lowest viewer count.
Yeah.
It was actually just one viewer count.
That's right. It was so early in the morning. That and it was different. The time change, even though over there, was different.
Yeah, it was crazy
because we saw it come out, right?
Yeah, we did, Chuck.
Yeah,
we did. Yeah,
we did.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to this pooping story. This guy wrote on Facebook: imagine coming home from a nice drive to find some dirty tourist laying in a steamer on your street. This guy, as you heard, is squatting. He yells, "What are you doing, mate?" He said, "I'm just." Mm-mm. And the guy yells back, "That's disgusting."
Yeah.
And she said he did bring toilet paper. People online just grossed out by it. Saying it's a disgusting sight to see. It's a German tourist.
Of course.
He left his poop and his toilet paper on the lawn when he'd finished. This guy who filmed him chased after him, got his license plate, spent the whole day hunting him down in freedom camping zones, but couldn't find him.
He lost him?
Yeah. He said, I woke up the next morning, looked at my window, and believe it or not, there he was, parked up, freedom camping on my street directly outside my house. He then got out and started pissing on the footpath.
What is freedom camping?
Freedom camping is a term used in New Zealand for camping on land that's not a camping ground.
Oh, so you just pull up on someone's lot.
Yeah.
And just sleep in your car.
He called his local council right away. They fined the man about $400, made him clean up his poo from the night before. There's his poo.
Oh, God.
And there's them giving him a ticket.
That's cool. They made him clean it up.
Yep.
It's like I almost got away with it.
I guess this guy, where this guy lives, they've been inundated with freedom campers in the past couple of weeks. And there's obviously no toilets if they're sleeping in their cars or vehicles. So they've just been using the streets.
And this was where? New Zealand?
New Zealand.
I think a lot of like hippy-dippy-doos. Want to go to New Zealand just because it's gorgeous and it's like you can just live on a beach. So that's what the freedom camping probably is, right?
Yeah.
It's just dudes that are like, I'm just going, I don't care. I'll park my car. I'll go to sleep.
It would suck to have freedom campers. Chase them out all the time.
Shoo.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. It's like street rats.
Goddamn Germans pooping on my lawn right now. God damn it.
Seriously? At night they dance.
Yeah, he's like, I've been doing it to industrials the last 3 nights.
freedom camping. Oh, man, I hope I don't get Germans pooping on my lawn.
German freedom camping.
Was machst du? There's a hole for my butthole in my pants. It's never closed.
Oh, no.
That was too much.
Like, it was a dance move.
That was
stretching.
Alternative comedy.
You can really dance.
You are quite a hippie, though, if you are street camping and street pooping.
Yeah, he was like not in the, there was no shame to it.
No, he didn't go behind a tree. He didn't go behind a bush.
Care at all.
He was literally on someone's, right on someone's front lawn, right at the front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was like, deal with it.
It's just nuts. To have toilet paper, but know you're going to poop on someone's front lawn.
Why not just take the extra steps and try to find you a bathroom?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, or just not someone's front lawn.
Right.
Freedom
empty fields.
Is a horrible thing.
There's got to be something around.
There's got to be another area.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We were talking on the show about the fact that a woman is getting married in Mexico later this year. And part of the deal for her to be able to book this Mexican resort that she's making all of her friends go to as like a destination wedding is that anyone going to the wedding has to sit through a timeshare presentation. How horrible is that?
It sounds really
you
bad.
Have not only do you have to travel and pay to go to someone's wedding in Mexico, you then have to sit through a timeshare presentation. But it actually brought up some bad memories for Chuck the Freak.
So, sure did.
We're going to talk about that here. We also want to know from you, how did your parents' cheapness affect your life? Did you go through anything like this? How did your parents' cheapness affect your life? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. And this is what Chuck had to say about his horrible experience. Take a listen. A lot of people to go to a destination wedding.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A wedding coming up later this year in Cancun, Mexico. The bride and groom, their guests, all have to sit through a timeshare presentation
no,
as well.
My crap. No.
It was part of the deal they had to make to get married at the hotel.
This is how my parents did everything when I was young.
Timeshares?
I'm telling you, dude.
They just sat through to get the free tickets?
They sat through to get the free Disney tickets, and then you'd go to Disney. And Bryster would sit there, he'd be like, and he had no problem. He'd be like,
you guys didn't have to sit there too, right?
No, we had to like do stuff like wait in the car or do whatever. Did a lot of waiting at the hotel room. But the Bryster would just be like, it'd be done. And they'd be like, and so what do you think? He'd be like, no God blessed way. All right, thanks for the tickets. Bye bye. Like any kind of, they would try, you know, they're just trying to hook you
yeah.
into those timeshares. Oh, trying like to.
Family vacation oh, stories when you were
like,
a kid.
Hours long, right?
Oh, yeah, my Bryster was like, he'd come back, he'd be like, goddamn 2 hours, I just sit in there, and then I just told him to go F themselves. I took the tickets. Yep.
And then you drive off to Disney?
Then we go right to Disney.
Free tickets.
And I don't know how many like times they had to stop and do them, you know, because they get one ticket from someplace, another ticket from another.
Or they needed five. There was five of you.
Yeah, there was five of us. That's needed funny. Five tickets.
Oh, my God. Sometimes like, they'll give you two.
Yeah, I think they would give you two.
He's got like over 1,000 logged hours in timeshare.
Oh, but just there's no chance. They had no chance in the world at getting the bride to sign up for a timeshare.
He was just serving his time.
So what do you think, Mr. Urquhart? I think you can go F yourself.
Thanks for the tickets. We're talking about the way your parents' cheapness affected your life. 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number to reach us. You know, I will say that I did, you know, years ago when the boys were small, think about this from time to time. I thought, well, just have to sit through this.
You and just have to sit through
free
it.
Free tickets to SeaWorld, or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
At that time, I'm like, I could probably do an hour. Amber and I could do an hour. So.
I'm telling you.
Then I was like, nah, never mind.
I remember my mom and dad would cross the Florida border, because we always drove. And Bryce would be like, I need a welcome center. Where's the welcome center? Because that apparently held all the cards.
Ah, like, had all the information.
That told you where you had to go to get all the free tickets
at the
Florida Welcome Center.
That's right. Yeah, and they had all the, they had like the lineup of pamphlets.
Yeah,
and stuff.
So they're building a trip, building a vacation.
Holy smokes.
You know? There was no pre-planning going in. It was just
no,
once
get to the
got
welcome
to the
center.
State
we got
line.
The days in booked. Go to the Welcome Center. Days in was booked. And then we would get all the tickets and do all the dumb stuff.
The question is, how did your parents' cheapness affect your life? I love this. My mom had my aunt's memorial mass double as my surprise Sweet 16 party.
You can't do this. What? You cannot do that.
No.
You cannot do that. You do not mix those.
That's the cheapest thing I've ever heard.
People are sad.
I know. Happy Sweet 16! And oh, poor Aunt Lucy.
That's insane.
Do her friends have to go to that? Like, you go...
Can you imagine Lisa and her friends show up for a Sweet 16, and it's also a memorial?
Oh, and a bunch of old people are there?
Yeah. Sad. You guys, we gotta go. This is the worst party we've ever
Sorry.
Been
Sorry. Lisa's like, we're out of here.
Can you turn down the Post Malone? We're trying to mourn.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Someone said I was just looking for underwear for my 2-year-old son, but I remembered my mom ironed on Power Rangers guys onto plain white underwear. Aww. And I hated it because it looked faded and it was still just crappy white underwear at the end of the day.
That was like you wanted the underoos.
Yeah,
or whatever,
but they were too expensive. So
yeah,
she
those iron-ons.
She homemade.
Those iron-on things were one of the worst things you could
do. Oh, they were hard. Did she put them on the ass, you think? It's hard to put them on the front of men's boys' underwear.
Yeah, it would be hard.
They had to be on the ass.
Yeah.
It was Power Ranger asses.
Oh, that's so bad. I think it'd be sweet.
James, underpants.
James, there's a hobby you can get into now if you have some time on your hands. Someone said, I didn't know restaurants served anything but sandwiches and water for the first 15 years of my life. Like they were, that was all they were allowed to order.
That's hilarious. It's funny to convince a kid that's all there is there.
That's all they have.
Are tomatoes.
Grilled cheese, that's it.
I guess they never could see a menu, right?
Yeah.
They never let them see a menu?
Yeah. Don't you ever.
Just ordered for them?
Never show them that menu.
I did. other people are texting us too. There's another underwear thing. My mom was so cheap, the majority of my underwear came from garage sales.
Gross. Ew. So
now I buy expensive, nice underwear. Oh, garage sale underwear? That's illegal, first of all. You can't sell used underwear.
You shouldn't
People
be able
do.
To.
It should be illegal.
I mean, garage sales have no rules, really. Everything's on the table.
You can't buy anything.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's just like buckets of used
Imagine you were trying to buy some underwear, but someone like wouldn't go down on the price. Like, they were just like...
$2.
I'll give you $2. No way.
It's firm. Firm on that price.
No way.
That's a firm price. No haggling.
I can't even believe it.
Oh, my God.
Haggling over underwear.
Instead of Nikes, I had Payless shoes with a check masking tape painted on and colored.
That's awful.
So like a fake Nike.
Yeah, I think Payless burned a lot of kids back in the
day. Payless was, was
for me, it
store.
Was a shoe called L.A. Gears.
Yeah,
L.A. Gears. I remember L.A. Gears.
I asked, all I wanted was a pair of Jordans. I wanted high tops, Jordan high tops. Bryster came home.
Boy, get in here, boy.
What is it, Dad?
Got you some high tops that you were after.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
This is it.
He got me the Jordans. Yeah. This is amazing. And I saw the box.
Aw.
L.A. Gear.
It's that little moment of excitement before you see the L.A. Gear.
But I wore those L.A. Gear. And you know what I did? I just instantly drew all over them.
To make them.
I was like, listen, I know these are terrible, so I'm just going to... take a pen. I've like put stuff.
How did your dad react to that?
Yeah,
though?
You ruined a perfectly good pair of shoes, Mike.
I said, Dad, these were never perfectly good pair of shoes. You've made me the laughing stock of the entire school. Yeah. That was tough. That was right in like, you know, James, you know how this goes. You're in like seventh grade or whatever. Yeah. You're just trying
to be cool. You want
trying
to fit in with everybody?
To be cool. He'd get me the fake polo shirts.
Oh, the Beverly Hills Polo.
Oh, my God.
The Beverly Hills Polo Club.
I got
a
pair of Fila shoes one season too late, and I thought I was going to be the coolest kid in school. I rolled up in my Fila shoes. Look at my Fila shoes. And some kid comes up and goes, those were cool last year. I cried.
Oh, you got called out for it right away.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Yeah, he called him right out.
I mean, they're like, still the right brand.
I had to wait for my birthday. I got it as a birthday gift. They got these fancy Fila shoes. Oh, my God, I'm going to be so cool. These are the coolest shoes I've ever seen.
Those were last year's.
Again, the little bastards. All the little bastards. Yeah. Lisa's in Boston. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, good. I love your show.
Thank you so much.
So, you're welcome. So my parents, there were four of us kids, and my parents would go to these little roadside motels at the AAA booklet when we were younger. And our dad was very fiscally conservative. So he would have us hide in the back of the car, check in, and then we'd get to the room and we'd all sneak in the room. So one day, one morning, they must have heard us. The manager knocked on the door and my dad and mom said, quick, go in the bathroom, get in the tub, the shower. So we ran in there really quickly. And my little brother at the time was maybe three. He turned on the shower and suddenly you had four kids screaming, running out, soaking wet. And the manager was like, you're going to have to pay for these kids. So it was funny.
It's just so crazy that that's the way it used to
be.
You used to pay by the person.
To
pay if you had other people there.
I remember Prister that.
Prister did the same crap.
Oh, my family did that too.
Oh, my God.
Shh. I'm going to park around back. Linda. I'm going to hide the kids in the bushes.
I swear to God. Because you have to understand the places that my dad would let us. Like, we stayed. Our Florida trip was a stay at the Knights Inn just past, like, Cincinnati.
Yep.
And then you drove all the way. It was like the Knights Inn and the Days Inn.
Oh, yes.
Drove for like 2 days.
I hate those long trips like that.
23
hours.
The longest
one I ever did with my dad was to go to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah.
I did the Myrtle Beach one, too.
Yeah, that drive was a long
with
one.
My friend's
And he got
family.
Pissed. He was pissed the whole time.
I told this before, but my family was notorious for this, you guys, because every summer we'd have Irish relatives come visit. And sometimes en masse. Like, sometimes the entire families, and they're Irish people. Right?
Yeah.
And they all have 15 kids, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember several summers, and we didn't go all the way to Florida. Like, the furthest we would go is, like, Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
We always had to take people to Niagara Falls for some reason.
Yeah. So that's a place to go.
It was. And we'd get one of those nasty Niagara Falls hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
No brand name hotel, like the local motels.
Yep.
And the same thing, my mom and dad, like one of the couples, there'd be like, you know, four moms and dads there, four like my aunts and uncles, we're all together.
Yeah.
But one of the couples would go check into the room as if it was just the two of them. And then two by two, we'd have to all hide out and sneak in.
Oh, yeah.
And the worst was 17 in one room.
Oh,
one room,
oh,
two double beds.
That's horrible.
17 people. People slept on floors, in the bathtub.
No way.
Everywhere. We had 17 people in one room.
That was
insanity. It was, I mean, back then as a kid, it was so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
right? It was like
sure.
a camp out with all your family.
Yeah.
It was a blast. But I think of it now, I'm like, it was on the motel floor.
Oh my God.
And then we'd have to take turns swimming because we couldn't all be in the pool at the same time.
Oh my God.
You had to do it in shifts?
We had to do it in shifts. Like, you'd tag each other off. Like, me and my cousin
they
would
all
go.
Look the same.
It's the same kids, I swear.
Hey, put on the. You have to go. The next guy has to put on the same
trunks. Oh my God.
That's funny.
But you think the workers at the hotel were like, come here. You think those are the same kids?
Like, I don't know. I'm pretty smashed right now. I think those kids are different kids. I think there's 37 people in a room.
Back then, there was probably no one even watching.
No, there's like an old guy behind the counter, right?
Yep.
And he got his money for the room.
That's what they get, though, for trying to charge that way.
That's how they did it.
Yeah. That's a crazy way to do it.
Yep. But there were 17 Irish folks in one Niagara Falls hotel room.
That's crazy.
That's supposed to sleep. That's maximum four. Let's go to Paige in Boston, talking about how your parents' cheapness affected your life. Hi, Paige.
Hi.
So what's your comment?
So in middle school, my mom made me go dumpster diving to go find my retainer.
Oh, no.
Oh, you accidentally tossed it and you had to dive into a dumpster to try and find it?
Yes, and me and my mom, after school, you know, are dumpster diving, and the track team's out there, the football team, and I have tears sobbing down my face because I'm so embarrassed. Oh, yeah, it was bad.
No, that is bad. Yeah. My parents forced you to dive into a dumpster. Someone said when we used to go to the buffet where you'd pay by age, I remember being the age of 5 for about 8 years, according to my mother.
Yeah.
I went and repeated this cycle when I told my daughter to tell the lady at Old Country Buffet that she was 8, even though she was 12. So you pay, like, how old you are? That's how much you pay?
Like, you probably pay for a kid's visit
to
the
buffet. Yeah, it's whatever the kid.
I thought it was like, if you're 5, you pay $5. If you're 8, you pay $5.
You probably pay, like, $10, and the adult's paying $20 or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, they used to do that at, like, every buffet. Some buffets would be like, kids eat free.
Yeah.
You've done this?
I've done this, I realized, with my kids.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, because, especially at, like, theme parks and stuff, it's ridiculous,
yeah,
you guys. So, like, a kid's buffet or meal will be, like, $18.95, and the adults will be $39.95.
Yeah.
And that's when the kids would eat nothing but, like, 3 nuggets and, you know, a bit of mac and cheese.
Yep.
So I'm not going to pay $40.
No.
Yeah. So I'm like, you are 7.
Yeah. You are 7 years old.
It makes it harder because Dave's kids are all 6'3".
Yeah. I mean, like me.
He's a tall 7-year-old, I tell you.
That's a tall 7-year-old.
He grew a beard last week. So odd. I got to take him to a doctor or something.
There's a 7-year-old that's going to be 14 feet tall.
Really sprouted up.
I know. I'm sure it looked ridiculous because they have been big for years. But I'm like, it's just, I couldn't justify it.
Yeah.
No.
If they were going to eat a lot, I understand. I should pay.
And the price difference sometimes is like, it's $13 for the kid and it's $57 for the adult.
Right.
You know? And it's like, how is it that different?
Because we got you some gross, mediocre prime rib we saw.
Yeah. But I wonder if that, like, years from now, they'll be one of the people calling into a show like, yeah, my dad used to lie and make us say we were 7 when I was 12.
That's funny. You know, there's almost nothing worse than when you're trying to hatch a plan like this, and then one of the kids doesn't get it. It's like, remember now, you're only 6 or you're only 7. And they're like, no, I'm 8 years old. I'm like, no.
Because they go through that phase where they want to be older.
They want to be older.
No, I'm not. I'm 7.
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
Some more texts coming in here talking about how your parents' cheapness affected your life. Someone said, I had an elementary school tie-dye project, and instead of buying me a new shirt, my 250-pound dad would just give me one of his old ones.
There you go. I'm going to do this to Rowan now.
I weigh 114 pounds.
I'm gonna
my
do
dad
this to
just
Rowan.
Gave me his shirt.
There you go, son. There you go. Have your shirt.
You need a shirt, do you? Here you go. This person said, my mom would cut up Disney sheets and attach the characters to plain sweatshirts.
Why?
Aww.
It was so sad back then, but I just found one recently, and I wore it to an ugly Christmas party. Ugly sweater Christmas party.
That's the saddest, craziest thing I've ever heard.
Because Disney sheets weren't cheap, right? Like, could you get cheap Disney sheets?
You could, but maybe.
Think of how many sweaters you can make out of one set of sheets.
Oh, okay, that's a good point,
and if you're
James.
Doing one Disney character per sweatshirt, you got, like, a whole store's worth of sweatshirts available.
That's right.
Yeah.
Name a Disney character you want on there. Mickey Mouse, Goofy? Donald Duck, you got
to cut them out nice.
Good point. James is with us, or Jeff, sorry, is with us here on the Dave and Chuck line. So your parents went more of the illegal route with you.
Yeah, we live in Windsor, and there's a store called Pace that used to be on Eureka Road. And every year in September, before school, we'd go over there and get all our clothes for the whole year and just layer them on and take all the tags off.
Oh, to smuggle them across the border?
Right. And then my grandma would get 2 or 3 cartons of cigarettes, and then we'd have to stuff them all down in our sleeves. We came back across the border, and they'd say, anything to declare? And my dad's like, nope, nothing at all, sir.
Yeah.
All the time.
It was a different time then.
It's like smuggling.
Yeah, I bet you so many Canadian kids who are older now have that memory.
That's crazy.
It's different now. You can't get away with that stuff. But then it was a lot more loosey-goosey.
Mm-hmm.
300-pound children in the back of every car.
Well, listen.
My parents have 14 did this. Layers of clothing
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's the way it was. My dad would bring,
we're the worst shoes you have, boy. Get the most garbage pair of shoes you've got.
They didn't care.
No, they did. But this is where my dad's fear of, like, crossing the border and, like, you know, he's so terrified of it, but he would be like, you're going to throw those shoes away. You're going to put the new shoes on. We're going to scuff them up.
So you'd bring old shoes.
Yeah,
like,
you'd bring old shoes, throw them away.
Tossed.
You'd buy the new pair of shoes because they were like $50 cheaper in the States than they were in Canada growing up.
That's crazy.
So Chuck's dad did a lot, including sitting through timeshares just to get them free theme park tickets.
You wonder why I'm cheap now.
Yeah, it has rubbed off. How cheap did your parents get? How did it affect you? Darren's with us next. Hi, Darren. Good morning.
Hey, fellas. Prepared to peg.
Listen, we've got 3 ships to the north.
Yeah. I saw one of your prepared to peg billboards yesterday. I'm like, no way.
Well, prepare to peg.
Yeah, peg.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. My dad used to love this buffet when I was a kid, and he would make me take pieces of chicken that he wrapped in a napkin and put in my pocket. Like, here, boy, take this chicken leg, stick it in your coat pocket.
Oh, my God, so many. Still see people do that.
Yeah, at buffets and things.
I mean, the last time I haven't been to a buffet in a long time, but when we were in Vegas a few years ago,
I saw people shoving stuff in a bag. They brought Ziplocs.
Oh, it happens every time.
They brought Ziplocs.
Oh, yeah,
with
it happens
them.
All the
That's
time.
That's a terrible thing. Food danger zone there. Mm.
Oh, it's here. That chicken's not being kept at the right temperature.
Can't have pocket chicken.
You can't. No, you cannot have pocket chicken. Just for pocket chicken.
Just roaming around.
You got 4 hours to find a good spot for it.
Yeah.
It's safe. Mm. After 4 hours, you're at a high risk of salmonella.
Oh, no.
That's James from the Food Safety Center.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Gene.
I paid attention in those classes. That's how you get to be a gas station manager, guys.
There you go. There you go.
He's a notary and works in the
CDC. My God, he's amazing.
Alex is listening in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, joining us on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hey, Alex, good morning.
Hey, guys. Penis.
Talking about how your cheap parents affected your life.
Yeah, so growing up, we had a pet store nearby. My mom would go to the pet store, get fish, antibiotics, and give them to us when we got sick.
No.
What?
No.
She'd pump you full of fish antibiotics?
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got gills on your ass?
You counter for your fish.
You breathe underwater?
What's that?
You got gills on your ass or you breathe underwater?
No, got none of the superhuman stuff. Just gave us fish antibiotics.
Wow, my goodness. I don't know if you can do that.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's
all right.
Allowed.
Yeah. Aquaman in Pennsylvania, thanks for listening.
Whoa.
Yeah, thank God.
You have a good day. That's how he turned into Aquaman.
This
that's the origin story.
I feel so much better about my childhood.
Yeah. Doesn't it, though?
My parents didn't give me fish antibiotics.
Oh, man. But now I'm thinking, boy, I should go buy some fish antibiotics.
No, stop. Not just in case. Stop it.
It's like I threw a lobster claw today. I don't know why.
This person said, my mom was so cheap for a few years, all our Christmas gifts were in black garbage bags. We'd get the gifts we asked for, but she said the wrapping paper was a waste of money, and you can reuse a black garbage bag.
You know, I wonder if that's like cheapness or laziness, because that is a dream of some people to just put it all in one bag, and then you hope.
I love to wrap gifts like that.
You know what I mean? But that's probably before dollar store gift bags were invented, right? Now it's just you just buy those and throw them in there. Mm.
But I mean, I think I had a friend that was like that. He would get all his gifts in one single bag, and it was
like a Santa sack or
whatever.
Yeah. Someone said I needed black ballet slippers for my recital, so my parents just spray painted my pink ones. I almost killed myself on stage because of the paint.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure that paint smell, too.
Oh, yeah. You know it never dried.
No.
It would, like, never dry. That's terrible.
I know that's real bad. My dad borrowed a boat from his construction job and took us on a camping trip across the Detroit River to Belle Isle.
Mm-hmm.
All we had to eat was Vienna sausages, and we would get kicked off the island by the park rangers. This was in the 70s. When turds still floated down the Detroit River.
Oh, my God.
Good times.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going,
not as clean.
You're going on the turd trip?
Yeah. Jeez.
No.
Yeah.
Welcome to Turd Island.
Taking a trip to Belle Isle.
Yeah. We're going camping on Turd Beach.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh.
Nick's in Tampa. Nick, talking about how your cheap parents affected your life.
Yeah, so it was actually my grandparents. They didn't want to take my brother and I to a fish fry that they were having at some, you know, local club they were at when we were growing up. So they decided they were going to take me and my brother to a burger shack and pick us up some burgers and some fries. But she put it in the oven on low heat and left the straws and the napkins and everything in there.
Oh.
So it actually caught fire while we were waiting for everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
That was funny watching all the straw literally was melting in your hand as you were holding it. You had to have a glove on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Sweet God.
They made him eat it anyway.
Yeah, they did. Shay's in New Hampshire. Hi, Shay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing pretty good. Talking about how your cheap parents affected your life.
Okay, so when I was about 10, we took this trip up the coast of Maine to Bar Harbor with two other families. So we're talking six adults, seven kids. We go into this restaurant, and of course they have to split us up, adult table, kids tables. Well, one of the families had been pretty financially successful, so all of their kids are ordering lobster at the dinner table.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'll have a lobster too. And my dad from the adult table looks over, gives me that look, you know, like,
oh,
no, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll have the hot dog and fries. And so when our friends were done eating their lobsters, they didn't eat the meat and the legs, so they're like, hey, do you want these? And I'm like sucking every last bit of meat out of the legs of the
leg. Lobster legs.
I don't know.
You're not supposed to suck that out, I don't
think. When the rich kids toss you the lobster legs,
yeah, and you're that's like,
thank you, Tom. Here, peasant.
Jeez.
Enjoy the drink.
He's like, I'll have one lobster, please. One hot dog.
Yeah, I guess I'll have a hot dog.
A side of fries. Thank you.
I give my kids those. I will admit, because they're like filet mignon. I'm like, fries. Like an 8-year-old orders a filet mignon.
Yeah. Hells no.
No, I had a kid on my baseball team order surf and turf one time, like at a lunch. Like it was supposed to be just a cheap, it was just supposed to be a cheap lunch or whatever. You got like a $43 surf and turf. His parents almost passed out. You know, you put him at the kids' table, you don't know what's going on over there. You expect him to order, like, you know, chicken fingers or something.
Yeah.
Chick brings out surf and turf.
Surf and turf.
That's so funny. I'll take your finest surf and turf, please.
Side of lobster mac.
Is this lobster local? Or?
Definitely not.
A few more quick calls. The question is, how did your cheap parents affect your life? Someone said, my mom would make me eat cereal with a fork just so I'd use less milk.
Oh, man. Yep.
Jeez, what a weird hack.
That is very weird. Audrey's in Naples. Hey, Audrey.
Hey, my parents were so cheap. When we used to drive down to Florida from Kentucky, water was so scarce that when we had to use the bathroom, it was a dime to get into the toilet stalls. So my mom would make my sister and I climb under the toilet stalls and unlock the doors from the inside out.
Send her under.
That's how you get all the diseases.
Yeah. That's right.
You're Oh, yeah.
Get them all.
Hey, probably giving you a stronger immune system.
Toilet tissue down on the seat.
All right, yeah. Crawl under the stall, but put toilet tissue on the seat.
Yeah.
After you got everything crawling all over
your seat protector down, even though you're covered in urine.
You already sopped it all up.
Mark's in Tampa. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good, man. What's your comment?
Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Anyway, my back in the day, our big thing was Converse high tops in school.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a pair for somebody, they cost about $13.99 back then.
Yeah.
And however, my mother would go to Kmart and get the $2.99 what we called hot boxers. You know,
you wait, they were $3 shoes?
That's crazy.
$3.
Yeah. Well, after the first day, remember the big rubber thing that covered your toes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they would get a rip across it after the first day. And then on the inseam, you know, it would rip across there after the first day. So my dad was an AC guy, so we had plenty of duct tape. She would wrap the toes, that rubber thing around my toes back on and send me to school. Traumatized from it.
I'm sure. First of all, you had the $2.99 shoes.
Yeah.
And then they had to be duct taped.
That's what happened.
They're not worth cobbling. No, they're not.
But they only last about 6 hours.
I didn't know they made like disposable shoes.
That's basically what they were.
Basically.
Yeah, it was like emergency shoes.
Like when you think about making a cheap version of Converse, which at the time
they're already cheap, you know,
cheap as it gets. Yeah.
Right.
Like they're very little material.
Canvas.
Yeah.
I'm sure like those shoes smelled real chemical-y.
God, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Straight from a poisonous plant.
Oh, for sure. Back then, there weren't as many regulations.
No.
That's $2.99 poison shoes.
Yeah. Those are $2.99 poison shoes. They'll rip your toes right off you.
Trey's in Boston. Trey, what's your story?
Yeah, so Ripcord. So my parents were cheap, and I had staples put in my head after my buddy hit me in the head with a golf club. Mm-hmm. And instead of taking back to the ER and the doctor's office and pay the copay, they decided to take Orajel, rub it on my head, and pull out the staples themselves.
They did surgery on you.
Parents did homemade surgery?
Staples, though.
Yep, pretty much.
How's the head looking now, dude?
Yeah,
well, when I cut my hair, you can see a scar down the side of my head.
Oh, yeah.
my
Wow, dude.
Yeah. They Orajel Gen ripped staples from his clothes.
Yeah, so. Well, so the funny thing about Orajel is it's not for your head, it's for your mouth. Yeah, so it really didn't numb much. Yeah,
of course not. It's not the same.
Aura, as in oral.
Yeah.
That's how it works. All right, Trey. Oh, homemade surgery.
Jeez.
If you thought your parents were cheap, this is probably making you feel better.
Dude, I mean, like, my dad would save a buck here and there, but he never ripped staples out of my head.
Yeah,
no, thank God.
My parents were not like that. Mm. Nope.
He'd pay for surgeries.
Yeah.
If he had to.
Right.
Yeah. That's the right thing to do. Paying for surgeries for your kids.
Yeah, you get a medical person.
Yeah. Just grab me the pliers, boy.
I mean, I do understand stitches, though.
All right. That's it. There's Cheap Chuck shining through.
There's no need.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.